Hey ladies, when you have dry flaky skin, you need Love Indus Precious Potion for your face. I use it morning and night and it has substantially changed the way my skin feels. It's plump, it's moisturized, it's awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Lindsay, is your dad still off in another country, some third world nation or something?
He is.
Now, Lindsay's dad is a retired U.S. Marshal. His name is Raylan Givens. Actually, it's not Raylan Givens, but Raylan Givens is a main character on the show Justified, which is one of the best television shows that has ever been put on a screen. I swear to God, that's one of the best damn TV shows they done ever made. I put it right up there. I take that back. Hand to the Lord. I put it even higher than Walker, Texas Ranger.
Not Walker. Not me, Chuck Norris.
I've never seen Walker, Texas Ranger, but Justified is one of the best shows ever. If you haven't seen Justified, it's on the Hulus. Anyway, I know as a U.S. Marshal, he wasn't even allowed to tell y'all his family where he was going, how long he was going to be gone when he was on assignment, everything. He's out there hunting down damn Eric Robert Rudolph and everybody else.
Mm-hmm. All day.
Back then, and he was part of that operation, the Unabomber, that cult leader. There's a documentary on the Netflix that shows Lindsay's dad sitting there walking that cult leader off the plane in Charlotte with his luxurious mustache that he still has. I mean, he's all top secret everything, but he's a different capacity now since he retired. He does contract work, right?
Yes, contract work.
So we can say that he is in a third world country somewhere doing something.
Yes. He's in Africa.
Okay.
Somewhere.
So he's over there hunting down them African fugitives.
Yeah. I think now he's more so in the teaching element from what I understand, because before he left, I said, you need to be so careful because this past month has been all over the place with, you know, crazy people. And he said, I'm going to be fine. And my mom looks at me and said, he's teaching. He's teaching the government how to do something. I said, okay, well.
Okay, so here is the thing that still so cool to me, but it's almost foreign to me because I cannot understand how the transition happened. Her dad was a radio guy. He was a news person and a broadcaster on the radio. The radio station that I work for at night, her dad used to work for. And he went from that to U.S. Marshaling. Riggins, you see your next job being a government agent tracking down fugitives?
No.
If you got out of radio, how many things down the line would that occupation be? In your choices.
Yeah, that's on like the 10th page, you know. It's like not even a possibility.
I know the answer to this question though, because I've asked many times when I was younger, like, how did this happen?
Okay, well, we gotta take a break here. So I think you may have told me this before, but I'm not sure. I want to hear it anyway. So we want to make sure we got plenty of time. All right. So how did Lindsay's dad go from being a radio man to a super duper secret government agent? All right, hang on.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
If you need a unique gift for a loved one, I have just the thing for you. Distilled Union crafts sleek, problem-solving essentials like wallets, organizers, and they have a philosophy that's less is more. They make products to simplify everyday routines with style. So go to tjritchie.com/deals. Use code GANG for 20% off.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Lindsay's dad, back in the day, left radio to become a U.S. Marshal. And he was involved in some of the most famous cases in American history. Eric Robert Rudolph, the Olympic Park and Birmingham abortion clinic bomber. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. Some cult leader that they have a documentary on Netflix about. Was there another one?
Loomis thing.
Oh yeah, the Loomis Fargo heist. Yeah. So all of these things. So the question was, how does he go from being a radio announcer doing news and stuff on a news talk radio station to being a U.S. Marshal?
Okay. Growing up in Concord, we had a neighbor that was quite a bit older than my dad. Let's say she could have been his mom. She was heavy into the Republican, like whatever you say, like it, of the city, county, whatever. Like she was do you know what I'm talking about? Like they had like monthly meetings or whatever you call it. Okay.
Yeah.
So she had an in with the Marshal Service somehow in the courthouse in Charlotte, whatever. Well, my dad and her were talking over the fence one day. The fence separated us. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I can't support a family on the love of my life, which is radio. That's what I do. Yep. It's my passion. I can't support three kids. And, you know, she said, her name is Miss Peggy. I'll never forget. She said, come with me to one of these Republican committee, you know, whatever. And I'm going to introduce you to some people. And that's how it happened. He went to his first ever, because my dad, I mean, he's always been into politics, but not like that.
Yeah.
He got hooked on it and he met the right people. He went to Marshall School or whatever after that.
Yeah, I guess it's its own academy that you would go to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, that's not just something that you just, all right, you turn in your 2 weeks notice at the radio station and then you say, I've gotten another job. I'm going to be a U.S. Marshal. And then in 2 weeks you show up at the Marshal's station or whatever, and they say, welcome aboard. Here's your badge and gun. I mean, it takes training and school and I'm sure it's a rigorous training to do that. Especially, you know, a lot of them start out, I think, don't they, as local cops. And then transfer and go to the training and all to be federal agents, right?
Yep. And that's how he, growing up, he always said, don't ever burn a bridge, or like, if you meet a contact, you use it. Because that one lady is where he is today. Because she was so prevalent in the community and knew everybody. And
do you think she would have been as quick to help him like that if he weren't so handsome?
I don't know. And
he is a handsome man.
Yeah. Well, at the time, it's funny. He had long hair, longer hair than my mom. Yeah. Hippie looking. I mean, it was the 70s, 80s. I don't know. Mustache still, but little guy, like always was very little. And
you can't hide that kind of magnetism though.
Yeah.
Through long hair and a mustache. I'm telling you, you can't hide your dad's handsomeness no matter how hard you try.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Now Trending happens every hour on the TJ and Reagan Show, getting you caught up on the world's biggest stories in pop culture, world news, and all the hottest news trending on the internet. Don't miss it. It's Now Trending every hour on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Top of the morning to you.
Hey, everybody. Yeah.
Good morning.
There's a woman that really reminds me of Lindsay, especially at this stage in her life. She made a social media post that's gone viral. I want to see if Lindsay can relate to it at all. I think she will. But October 25th, join us at the Trick or Trail, hosted by the Gaston County Family YMCA at the Warlick Family YMCA in Gaston County. It's going to be awesome. They've got a 5K and a 1 mile fun run. You bring your friends, you bring your family, even bring your dogs. They encourage you to dress up in costumes. It's going to be a lot of fun. Even if you don't want to run, they've also got family events, candy apples and cotton candy, you know, all the fun fall activities. So That is happening October 25th. Get signed up, tjriggins.com/deals. Now, there's a woman that is posted on social media, and this was the caption to her social media post. She wrote, "No one prepares you for becoming the family chauffeur." She's got three kids about Lindsay's age. Lindsay's kids' ages. And that's what she said. That's been the toughest part of raising children, is doing the, what she calls, Uber shift from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. She said, "It feels like I'm checking in for an Uber shift between those hours, 6 hours a day, and no one prepares you for that." Is that true? Do you feel that way? Like you're just the chauffeur for your family?
It's funny you bring this up, because last night when I got in bed, the first thing I thought of was, you know, I didn't realize how draining this part of life was. And it's because I'm in my car.
Yeah.
Constantly. And yeah. I'm with her. The driving is heavy on you. The, you know, waiting, going, waiting. Yeah.
It's the waiting that would kill me too. Sitting in that drive through pickup line at school that I see everybody post about. That sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. Where else are you driving them around? Where is she being a chauffeur to, or an Uber driver? Where is she Ubering them?
Me or this girl?
This woman, I wonder.
She says, you know, just activities once the kids are back in school. She says one of them is doing sports. The other one is doing some kind of like theater class or like after school drama class. And she's got, you know, her arms loaded up with bags and like snacks and dinner. And she said, it's just draining. And that
we'll take them out of that. Bring them home after school.
You can't though, but I get it. You're complaining about it. You're like, why are you doing it? But you have to.
Like nobody prepared me. Nobody prepared me for this. What do you mean? Nobody prepared you for it. You got, you know, you have the ability to determine where your kids go and where they don't. If it's that hard on you, then don't take them there. Right. And I get that moms have a lot on them, especially stay at home moms like this, because they, you know, they have that, you know, to do and all of that. But, I don't know. I just, you know, you hear people talking about now how, everybody has their kids doing so many things, and that's, it's just too much for them. Like my sister-in-law, when her kids were little, I mean, it was just like every single thing she could put them in, they were in.
Yeah.
And, but, which is fine if you're not saying that, you know, acting like you've got a disability or something.
Right.
Nobody prepared me what life in a wheelchair was going to be like.
Yeah. It is dramatic how, you know, I think they're just looking for people to be like, girl, me too, but maybe don't be so dramatic, you know?
Yeah, I get it. It's a lot. It is a lot.
You know? Yeah.
It's not, you know, you don't ever hear me though, complain about having to sit in traffic going to work every night.
I was waiting for that. Right.
Except for every minute of the day I'm complaining about.
Right. Go ahead and quit.
Dan Riggins coming up.
Pet hair will cause havoc on your washing machine and your clothes. Trust me, I know. My dog, Riley, is a pretty hairy boy. And I just found this product called the Pet Hair Dissolver, which uses an enzymatic formula to dissolve the pet hair that clogs up in your washing machine. It's easy. You just throw this little packet into your washing machine, top loader or front loader, doesn't matter, and then you run a hot water cycle, and then boom, the pet hair is gone. I put up the link on our deals page at tjriggins.com/deals. It's just a lifesaver for pet owners. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
We ran out of time in the last segment before I got a chance to explain. I'm just kidding with you ladies. Just poking fun a little bit. The lady was saying, now I would have never phrased it with nobody prepared me for, you know, having to be my kid's chauffeur, Uber driver and all of that. But I get it. I'm just joking. I know it's nerve wracking and all. My mom used to do the same thing. I said my mama. It sounded kind of like I said my mommy used to do the same thing, but my mama used to do the same thing. But it was more like back then, moms would say stuff like, "Oh, kids, get out of my sight. I am so sick of kids today. Get out of my sight." That's the kind of stuff that old school mamas would say.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to say to your point too, like about her being dramatic, nobody prepared you, but from the dawn of time, parents have been doing this. I remember my mom not getting off her full-time job and running us around. We wouldn't come home till 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the difference is she would just drop us off somewhere and leave us and it was safe. But like, I don't
know. Well, and the thing is that it is a fact, though, that parents have their kids involved in more outside activities now. And a lot of it is for social reasons. Like, you don't want to make it seem like your kids are left out of anything. Like, your kids aren't getting everything they can possibly get out of their childhood and out of their day and all of that. And a lot of times, kids just may need to be home a little bit more.
Yeah. Right.
You may just need to be home and playing in their yard or anything like that. But see, people don't really now factor in the importance of kids just having playtime of their own that they come up with themselves. And this is what I'm going to do. And being in the yard and discovering things and stuff like that. Parents now don't really factor that into their kids' lives and the importance of that. So the parents now think that every activity where somebody is teaching them something, or they're getting to experience something, it's the experience that I want my kids to have. And they're doing it because they think that it's the best thing for their kids. But a lot of times it's not. It'd be better if the kids were just able to learn on their own certain things and just calm it down a little bit.
Excellent. And then
it would make the mother a better mother as well, because then she's not frantic running around screaming insults at her kids like, get out of my sight. I am so sick of kids.
You kids. Yeah.
Hey, what's wrong, Mom? I'll tell you what's wrong. Kids. Kids.
You. I get it.
That's tough.
And I remember I used to do things like, because, you know, I like to poke a little bit in sarcasm. And I remember being really little and saying to my mom, when she would say something like, I go, Mama, do you regret having Todd and me?
Oh, no. What'd she say?
You regret having us, don't you? She'd say, you know, I don't mean it that way. Now get out of here.
Get out of here. Shoo.
Right now.
She knew I was just trying to aggravate her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Jay and Riggins coming up.
Hey, it's Riggins from the TJ and Riggins Show, and there's a company called LaCure that makes these drinking gummies, no hangover the next day. They are totally awesome. Save 15% off your LaCure order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
Make your company part of the new radio explosion. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yes, yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I am glad to be back from vacation. I can tell you that right now, because that is the most strenuous vacation I have ever had in my life.
Oh, no.
Ooh, so having to move and all of that during the past week. And then I couldn't take a vacation from my other job, my night job, because I haven't been on long enough to warrant vacation time. So I had to spend the mornings doing moving things and then the afternoon up into the night doing the other show. And it wasn't like I could just breeze through that show either. There were major news things happening.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not like when you say vacation, you didn't really take vacation. You just took some time off.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but we did go to Nashville for the first weekend. We went to see my daughter and little friend, Jenny, handsome husband, Michael, went with us. And we, you know, we had a fun weekend. And then after that, the whole week was moving things. Oh. And yesterday when I was trying to get everything set up with Riggins, and Yeah, if you notice on the screen, my flag backdrop is back.
Yeah.
Well, this wall behind me in the room that is my studio now was a little girl's room before. And it is painted it's not even a deep purple. It's kind of an Easter looking pastel purple, maybe a lavender look.
How cute.
Yeah, but it didn't come across well on the camera.
Oh, it did.
No,
didn't.
Okay. Well, let me put it this way. As soon as I logged on and Riggins looked at it, he busted out laughing. He was laughing.
I would have loved it, but
it didn't look like it looked in the pictures. I'll say that.
Yeah. So I was just overwhelmed and there was junk everywhere. And my wife is I joke about her all the time because that's the relationship we have, but she is such a blessing to have as a partner. I mean, it's just, she takes charge of she's handled and always does whenever we move. She handles all of the crucial things. And finally she looked up yesterday and she could see I was frustrated because I'm trying to get all of this set up because we've got to do it, you know, today. And she says, let me come help you. So she comes up here and then she says, move this out, move that out. And she didn't know anything about it, wasn't doing anything with the setup of how it was going. She just was declutterizing it so I could actually get a vision of where to go with things. And it calmed it down in 1 second.
Perfect. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So it actually looks like an office now, but this was a last minute thing with this backdrop because the purple lavender wasn't working. And then when Riggan said, it doesn't even look purple, it looks Carolina blue. Well, at that point I knew I had it. You know, no,
it was looking more periwinkle than anything.
Yeah.
Oh, a good periwinkle though.
It was a little bit of periwinkle going on.
I was thinking it might be like LSU purple, but it wasn't that dark.
No, I wish it was. And then Riggins went on and changed the background of the look of our screen. So you got to go watch on YouTube and wherever else you can see it to know what we're talking about, to get the full extent of it. So he changed the computer background to match the other thing. And then now I guess you can go back to the original one, Riggins, because I'm going to end up having to paint the wall.
Oh, are you?
Tracy Lawrence says, every time I make my mark, somebody paints the wall. That's going to be me. Yeah. All right, listen, though. Jody and I made a mistake together yesterday that's going to end up being costly and one of the dumbest things that I've ever done. And thank God she did it with me or I'd never hear the end of it. So that's coming up next. Hang on.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, let me get into this story quickly because this is going to make a lot of people's day. This story. So today is the closing of selling our house and all of that stuff. So we got to go do that today. Yesterday was the last second. Let's go over there, make sure everything is out of the house, leave the garage door openers and the keys and all of that stuff. So it's been back and forth, obviously, from here to there. And it's about 25 minutes one way. Right. So that's what the whole week has been, back and forth. Goodwill dump here, Goodwill dump here, that kind of thing. So we went over there yesterday. I looked all upstairs. I didn't find anything that was left. Jody was downstairs and then we swapped. I said, go make triple sure I didn't miss anything upstairs. So she's upstairs. And then, of course, I missed something. She goes, well, he didn't take the scrub. And I was like, who? Well, one of the guys that worked for the movers was going to take this big area rug that we had in the loft. He was going to take that. She was giving it to him, or we were going to take it to Goodwill. You know, he said he wanted it. Well, he didn't take it. So it's still spread out up there in the loft. So we got to figure out what we're going to do with it. I'll take it to Goodwill. And this thing is heavy. Mm-hmm. So I rolled it up, taped it up and all of that. And I said, okay, well, let's just slide it down the stairs. You know, it's too heavy. Let's just slide it. So I said, okay, because they had been sliding a bunch of stuff down the stairs when they were moving everything. And it was efficient. And it was all that. And my back was just like a monkey's fist, you know. So I said, all right. So it started going down the steps. And then it all happened so quickly, but it seemed like it was in slow motion. And that thing took off. And I went, that's going really fast. That's not going to be good. When it gets to the bottom of the stairs, it crashes right into the door of the coat closet that's in directly in, at the bottom of the stairs, and just boom, busts the door at the bottom, just paint going everywhere, busted a big hole in the door. And we're standing there frozen like this. And then we look at each other. Jody goes, oh. And I said, we're going to have to replace that door before closing tomorrow.
Oh, my. It was the
very last thing that we had to do in that house. And it would have been done. Everything else is over here. We could focus on this. Now we got to close today and initial on something to say that we're sending somebody over to replace that door. And I don't know how much it's going to cost, at least a couple hundred dollars. And here's the picture of it. Riggins has the, I sent him the picture. If you're watching the show on YouTube or somewhere, then you can see it. And it's no doubt about it. The whole door has to be replaced. It just went right through it. Just boom. It sounded kind of like a gun going on, like a small caliber gun when it happened.
Oh, no. My question is, how heavy must that have been? I mean,
it was like a rocket.
Oh, my God.
It's a torpedo. You know, what an idiot. And I thought, well, okay, yeah, they were sliding things down the stairs, but they had people at the bottom that were catching it.
Yeah.
And then you just let it slide down into the wall.
You are
like
kidding.
Oh,
man.
Now, let me tell you, I am, like you said, I am so relieved that that was Jody's idea, too.
Oh, my God.
I am so relieved. You would have been in the dog house. I mean,
they're not going to buy the house now. She would have been yelling that.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
I just recently found the coolest gift on Distill Union. You need to check these out. They're MagLock sunglasses. I got them for my husband. When he puts his sunglasses on his shirt, like when he's golfing, they always fall off, or if he's on the boat. These MagLock sunglasses lock to stay in place wherever you put them. They're so awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.
Stream the show 24/7 at our media center at tjriggins.com. This is great. Our media center has a podcast option, a streaming option, and a way for you to watch the show if you'd like. It is awesome. You're going to love it.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yay, yay. So wonderful. So wonderful to be back from the vacay. Go ahead, Riggins, with your little thing.
It is so exciting. Is everybody excited about Bad Bunny doing the Super Bowl halftime show? It was just announced.
Well,
I'm not.
The reason I am so excited is because I know our friend Alexis has to be excited. You know why?
Why?
Because Bad Bunny is Hispanic, and so is she.
Oh, good call. Good call.
He loves Bad Bunny, and the only reason is because he's Hispanic.
Sure.
That's the only reason for his music. You remember, you couldn't say his name without her going, Bad Bunny, Bad Bunny. I bet if we called her right now, woke her up and said, hey, what do you think about Bad Bunny doing the halftime show? She'd go, Bad Bunny.
That's true.
She'd also be real mad because she's got a newborn, but yeah. No, no.
Well, a lot of people, you know, they say he's one of the biggest artists in the world. He's got more Spotify streams than most artists. And they say, you know, he's the moment. He's the guy they want doing this big show. It's Super Bowl 60. It happens in San Francisco.
I don't care songs he say. Maybe I'm not listening to the right. I don't know.
Maybe because you're 42.
That could be. No, I've liked some of his songs, but I'm not like obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Are you guys?
I'm not crazy about him, but I know he sells out arenas. I know he's a big star. I'm just not super plugged into all his music.
If you walked in my house right now and came into this room and kissed me right on the mouth, I would have no clue who he is.
Same.
He's a good actor.
I know who he is.
Yeah.
I just don't know what he looks like and all of that.
Yeah.
Right.
You know. I figure he looks like a rapper of some sort.
That's probably. Fair. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, he looks like a rapper. He's also been in the wrestling world, so he's got a lot of fans. I'm just not sure he's as.
I have nothing against him at all.
No.
Because I don't want it to sound like that. I don't want it to sound like, you know, when I'm talking about Nick Cannon or something, who I can't stand. Mm-hmm. But I'm just indifferent to the Bad Bunny because I don't know enough about his career or him personally.
To the Bad Bunny.
You're right. To the Bad
Bunny. Senior Bad Bunny.
Now, I know the little baby.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's the one that was my neighbor, right? Okay. Yeah. The baby, not Lil Baby. Or right. Lil Baby, not the baby.
The baby was your neighbor. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
A lot of babies. Baby straight.
A lot of babies, a lot of buddies.
You're not kidding. So a lot of people are excited for Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show. It is the top trending topic at the moment. And then a Jennifer Lopez, another Hispanic artist in the news. She's saying, going through that divorce with Ben Affleck, it changed her for the better. She said she still had some growing to do. Now, Jennifer Lopez, I think, is 55. Are you still growing a lot at 55?
No, she's crazy.
You think?
She has to be a lunatic. Because if she's that wealthy and successful and talented and that beautiful, but she can't stay with anybody in a relationship. And, you know, men make exceptions for her a lot in a relationship. But then finally, she must just be crazy.
They got to go.
I do think you're growing in every phase of life, but she already was with him, what, in her 30s?
Yeah, right.
So shouldn't we have learned that time? I don't know.
She's great. Great.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Pet hair will cause havoc on your washing machine and your clothes. Trust me, I know. My dog Riley is a pretty hairy boy. And I just found this product called the Pet Hair Dissolver, which uses an enzymatic formula to dissolve the pet hair that clogs up in your washing machine. It's easy. You just throw this little packet into your washing machine, top loader or front loader, doesn't matter, and then you run a hot water cycle, and then boom, the pet hair is gone. I put up the link on our deals page at tjriggins.com/deals. It's just a lifesaver for pet owners. tjriggins.com/deals.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yes, thank you very much. We're exploding all over the place, right, Riggins?
We are exploding all over the place. Have you gotten to go to any fall festivals yet, TJ? I know Louisiana, they're kind of known for their huge festivals around this time of year.
Well, every time of year, every weekend, there's some sort of a big festival within, you know, close proximity of where you are in Louisiana. It's incredible. But no, we haven't gotten to go yet. But I'm sure we will. Everything downstairs is fall. Yeah, I had the movers leave all my fall stuff out, so I'm ready. The first thing I'm going to do is set all that up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Make it feel like a home. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lindsay, do you take your family to fall festivals and stuff?
All fall. We just, every weekend is a pumpkin patch. My kids love it.
Yeah.
I can totally see that.
I love it. Yeah.
Pumpkin patches will wear parents out.
Yes.
And you go all, every weekend of that? You got to limit yourself to two pumpkin patches in the fall.
Well, what's funny?
One with your husband and son and your daughter, and then another with your friends and the kids. Don't drag him to more than one.
Well, Kyle's somehow getting out of all of them this year. He's out of town the weekend that my friend's having her birthday party at the pumpkin patch. But I love how now my friends cater to like their children. Like your birthday used to be at the club. Now we're doing a pumpkin patch. Like, it's happening.
Well, TJ, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you just missed a big festival in Louisiana this past weekend. Alligator Festival just wrapped up. They said you have the opportunity to hold a baby alligator at this St. Charles Parish Festival. They've also got carnival rides, Cajun cuisine, and craft booths. But the highlight was to be able to hold a baby alligator.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's the thing in Louisiana, every festival is about something. Like they have the alligator festival, the crawfish festival, they have the peach festival, the poke salad festival. And every one of these festivals has a pageant that qualifies for the Miss Louisiana beauty pageant,
which is the top tier. That's the big one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they just wrapped up the Louisiana Shrimp and Petroleum Festival a few weeks ago. The 90th Louisiana Shrimp and Petroleum Festival, one of the biggest in the state. So you did miss that. But coming up on October 17th, you can go check out the Rougarou Festival. For people that don't know, explain what that is.
The Rougarou is a monster that the Cajun folklore uses to scare the children and all. It's some, you know, it's a half man, half wolf, but not the wolf man. That's different. The Rougarou lives in the swamps. And right. The Cajun parents would tell the kids, yeah, if you don't get in this house, that Rougarou is going to get you. You better get in here. Like when it's time to come in or they're not, you're not acting right. You better start acting right. I'm going to put you out there with that Rougarou.
Oh my God.
To scare the kids. Yeah.
Well, they said at this festival, they're also going to have haunted houses, carnival rides, costume contests, trick or treating, and more. So that's happening on October 17th through the 19th. Just heads up. But there's also one other big festival coming up that happens on November 1st. It's the Louisiana Book Festival. And they say, we've got good news. Plenty of tickets still available for that.
That'll be sparsely attended.
Yeah. We haven't sold one.
That doesn't seem as fun as the Rougarou Festival, I'll be honest with you.
Well, no. Anybody going to that?
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Please go like and subscribe to all of our stuff that we put out there for you. That's no big deal for you to have to do. Just go to tjriggins.com and use that as an app on your device. It works that way now. The website acts as an app, and you can like and subscribe our videos and our podcast and the TJ Ritchie Show. That's the political show that I do on the News Talk Station. I've really got to get that going, y'all. I got to get some followers and all on all of that stuff. So, look, I know that this is not a political show, and believe me, I hear.
Yeah.
If anything seeps in from my political views onto this show, you would think that the world is on fire. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying that if you are not one of those that melts down anytime I say something political, then please go like and subscribe to all of that stuff too, because I'm really gonna have to kick that in the butt. Because we needs it, you know. We've been messing around here for doing digital things and all of that for years now. We were one of the first shows to ever do a podcast, and all these other people done passed us up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then, speaking of the other show that I do, the engineer from the News Talk Station came out. It was so nice to come out here and hook up my home studio stuff for that radio station. And it took him a long time because I kept, you know, I would say, well, am I going to be able to do da, 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 da? So it took him a while, but it sounds like I'm sitting in the studio at the other place, broadcasting to the world. I mean, like high dollar equipment. Mm-hmm. Now here's the thing. The high dollar equipment I bought.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's all of that stuff that we had when we cleaned out the other studio. And I kept saying, what is all of this stuff? Why are we not you? Why do we have all of this? And turns out I'm using two of those things. And maybe more of them, but then, you know, I don't know what the situation would be if I hadn't have provided the equipment to be able to set up my studio. And it may be why he's, you know, doesn't mind coming out here and hooking it up. He's like,
I'm not. Yeah.
We're not paying for any of that.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So And then, well, here's another problem. I'm just a few rooms over from Jody now, meaning we're on the same thermostat while I'm doing the show.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Is that going to be an issue?
I think it's an issue because I'm hot right now.
Yeah.
And if I go turn that down anymore, she's probably going to, she likes it cold when she's asleep though. So maybe that won't be a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all just a, you know, you got to get used to it.
Yeah. Sure. It's an adjustment.
It's an adjustment.
Yeah.
That's right. But,
you know, Jody always believes though, when you move, the first thing that you get set up and organized is the kitchen. Then everything else will fall into place.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. So we got the kitchen in there.
Oh, good.
Got the kitchen check.
Everything else just now needs to fall into place.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
If you need a unique gift for a loved one, I have just the thing for you. Distilled Union crafts sleek, problem-solving essentials like wallets, organizers, and they have a philosophy that's less is more. They make products to simplify everyday routines with style. So go to tjritchie.com/deals. Use code GANG for 20% off.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, yeah. Reagan's, Lindsay, yeah, Jack, yeah, D, yeah. Rob.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's all of us. It's all of us. Thank you for listening to us through the vast TJ Reagan's network today. Love it. Love it. And I know yesterday, Riggins, I seemed like I was just at wit's end, as they say, when we were checking the equipment to make sure it worked and all that stuff. But that wasn't the most hectic day that I had during the vacation/moving day. So I had everything set up in my house to be able to do my other show from home. So that way I could pack and take care of moving things and then just run up and put a show together and then go from there. Well, Thursday night, Wednesday night, one of the nights, I checked the equipment. It was working. I always check in with them at 4 and then again at 5 and then I go on at 7. Okay. Make sure you're getting me. Well, that's what I did that night. And then at 6:10, they call me and say that the system up there had been hacked.
What?
And they said, okay, so we can either run a best of, you can come into the studio or do it on your phone. Now they talk to me like I've been there forever. And when I hear do it on your phone, that means to me that I'm holding my cell phone up and talking on the phone as a microphone. Well, I can't do that. Because that's, you know, so unprofessional, it would sound terrible. And I don't have really enough best of material. And then they're picking out the best. So I don't know what they would be playing. So I can't do that. So I said, well, I'm coming in, but I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be late. There's no way I can make, because it's over an hour to get there.
Yeah.
And so I said, I'll call you from my truck. So, you know, Isaac is the young producer there. And I said, here's what we're going to do. When it's time for me to go on the air, I'm going to be on the phone in my truck and I'm going to talk into like telling people what's going on. And then it'll be something they can keep up with to see if I make it, when I make it into the studio and all of that. And so we did that as I'm talking to him live on the air and I'm trying to get there. I passed the exit.
Oh, no. One thing after another.
I'm live on the air and I look up and go, I'll be down. I just passed my exit. So I'm going to be a little bit longer again. So that added about 5 minutes to when I was going to be there and just ran into the studio. And cause they're not like, y'all are, you know, where as producers and things like that, you're on the air all the time. And if Ace and I weren't here for a little bit, y'all could have the conversation going. This is before Riggins became a co-host even, you know, y'all could jump on any of you and all of you and do the show.
Yeah.
They have never been that way. And they're just like, and I know none of the other hosts would tell the two phone screener producer guys in there, take over the show for a segment until I get there.
Yeah.
No way.
I did. It's like, y'all can do it.
Y'all can do it.
Yeah, this is your shot. After I hang up the phone, if you have to come back on, I'll be right in the middle of that segment. So start the segment, the two of you, and then I'll be right in the studio.
They're like sweating.
Well, one of them was like, yes. And the other was like, wait a minute, man.
Whoa.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's Lindsay from the TJ and Reagan Show, and I would love to tell our radio family about your business. Let me share your story. It's super easy. Just head over to tjriggins.com/influencer to find out how you can be partners with the TJ and Reagan Show.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Yeah. Oh, so good to be back in a regular schedule. Love it. Love it.
It is good. And it's good to see all your faces. And there's a lot of big stories happening that I can't wait to hear your opinions on. Dolly Parton is not going to be performing in Las Vegas this fall and winter. She had a residency coming up. But yesterday she posted on social media that she would have to be postponing all these shows due to some health issues. So she's going to hit the stage in Las Vegas in fall of 2026. So you can get refunds. She said she's not quitting though.
Well, but what health issues there are?
I don't know. She kind of alludes to in this post. She says, I'm heading in for my 100,000th doctor's appointment and I've got a few procedures. That's the way she phrased it. So the woman is 79 years old and she's still out there hustling around the country, performing all over the place. So,
well, now in usual Dolly speak, you would think when she's saying she has a few procedures, she's talking about cosmetic procedures.
Absolutely. I was thinking, no wonder it's the 100th doctor. Well, I mean,
I wonder how many different things that she's had done. Because, I mean, she's not ashamed of it either. She throws it out there.
Yeah, she actually made a joke about that. She said, this is not for plastic surgery or anything. I believe it was it. Yeah, she made the comment like that. But she also said, God is not telling her to quit yet. So she said, don't think this is the end of my career. I just have some health issues I got to take care of and I'll be back.
Maybe it's minor things.
Yeah, hopefully. Mm-hmm. So Dolly Parton in the news. This is kind of exciting for the millennials in the audience. Laguna Beach is coming back in 2026. Calm down, Lindsay.
Let the rain fall down.
So, yeah, they're doing a whole reunion show, including with Lauren, Elsie, Steven, Kristen Cavallari. They're all coming back on the Roku channel in 2026. And you might be thinking, what the heck is the Roku channel? I don't know, but that's where they're going to be on doing the reunion next year.
Well, my wife must think it's a French channel because, you know, we have Roku things on TVs and she pronounces it Roku. Roku.
Classy.
Well, you know, that Samsung, we don't need anything. It just goes right along with Spectrum, which is our cable service. But those other TVs, I mean, I got to get a Roku for them. Roku. That one thing's got a Roku on it. I love that.
It's fancy.
Where a Roku.
What, Riggs?
Where would she have heard that? She just picked that up somewhere?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just that, and I've always thought that it was interesting the way when some people decide which part of something they put the accent on. Like, Riggins, you're the only person I know that says Lillian Grace. our sponsor, he does the accent on the Lily instead of the Grace. Everybody else is like Lily and Grace. He says Lily and Grace.
Lily and Grace.
Yeah. Lily and Grace.
And Rob says Best Buy.
Best Buy.
Instead of Best Buy, he says Best Buy.
Best Buy.
I can't have that.
What do I say?
I think you say it like a normal Southerner. Best Buy.
Best Buy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You say, get out of my closet and close my door. I'm not messing with you kids right now. Yeah. There's a snake on my porch. There's a beaver in my backyard. That's what you say.
Front yard.
Yeah, we've got more coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
If you need a unique gift for a loved one, I have just the thing for you. Distilled Union crafts sleek, problem-solving essentials like wallets, organizers, and they have a philosophy that's less is more. They make products to simplify everyday routines with style. So go to tjritchie.com/deals. Use code GANG for 20% off.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love you. We love you.
TJ, you were raised by a sports dad. Was your mom a sports mom?
As far as what? Was she she liked baseball, you know, and she liked going to my baseball game. She hated that I played football because it was so dangerous. Doesn't know anything about football, no.
Well, I'm
not one of those that would ever just sit down to watch sports unless, one of her kids were playing.
Yeah, and the only reason I'm using that phrase, sports dad, is because I know that you went through you jumped some hurdles to play in the game, even if you weren't feeling up to the, up to it, that he would take you to a doctor to get you, mystery shots? B12 shots, or what were they?
He would say he needs a B12. This was one that always sticks out, and there were many of them. I had what they call walking pneumonia, and he told the doctor that I was having a fit because I was going to lose my starting position, and I hadn't had a fit. He just was telling the doctor, trying to get her to give me a shot that would make it so I could play the next night, because this was on a Thursday, and she did.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she, Lindsay, were you raised by sports parents? Did you have a sports parent?
My dad watched sports whenever he was home, I guess, but it wasn't, no, I will say like no. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think TJ's experience having a dad that would take him to the doctor to get him a little shot. Is that doctor still practicing medicine? I mean, was she?
No, she's probably retired by now, but I mean, she never got run out of business or anything.
Okay.
He was a good doctor.
All right. She's
like, this is common around these parts.
Yeah. I've got a whole stash. Yeah, I got B12, B13, all of them. Mm-hmm. There's a woman named Abby Wambach. She plays on the United States women's soccer team. She's been to the Olympics plenty of times. You probably recognize her name. But she had a hot take about sports parents over the weekend. She was on a podcast and she said, parents, don't go to your kids' practices. Practices are for your kids where they have free time to play, learn about the sport, and not have you watching over their shoulder. Because she said what happens is the kid turns around and sees their mom, and their mom is cheering for them, and they start to associate like, oh, I'm trying to do well for my mom rather than trying to be great at something myself. She said, you're like exporting the motivation rather than letting them become a great athlete without the pressure of mom and dad watching them.
Yeah. I never had that. My dad was at every single football practice.
Sure.
It was a group of men that would come out and watch every, it wasn't just there to pick me up. He'd be there from the beginning until the end of every practice. And what I hated about it is that when I would get home or I would get in the car with him to take me home, I'd have to relive every bit of it. Cause he wanted to know, what did coach say over there when he was saying this and that? Well, hey, oh good. Coach was yelling at you pretty hard today. What'd you do to get him all upset? Yeah. You know, it was almost just like checking, looking over my shoulder constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't that he would ever cheer at practice or anything.
Yeah.
You might have preferred that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think what she's saying kind of still applies in that scenario. They're constantly looking around to see, to get their parents' approval or disapproval. That ride in the car with your dad, is that the worst part of sports practices? Sort of recapping with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get it, though. I mean, I don't sit in my daughter's dance class and just watch her, because on the ride home, I'd be like, now, you know, to point your toes. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. I do the same thing.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
They don't allow parents in there. That's probably why.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are you not in there?
Yeah. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Make sure you subscribe to the TJ and Riggins Show on YouTube. Just search TJ Riggins TV on YouTube and make sure you subscribe so you never miss when a new show is posted. And the best part is that it's totally free. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So y'all know I love cooking videos on the social medias. It's one of my favorite things. And I think this one that Riggins sent me this morning, a video of a woman who's cooking some Salisbury steak. I think this is one of my favorite presentations on social media as a recipe ever. I love this. Listen.
I made me some Salisbury steak tonight. And this ain't nothing but hamburger chow with gravy. Put your little oil in there. Get your onion. I didn't have no mushroom plus. Make you some gravy. If you don't know how to make it, get the kind in the jar. It ain't going to taste as good. Now close that up and get you some potatoes and boil them. It ain't hard to make your own mashed potatoes. Put some butter in there, garlic, and just whatever else, some heavy whipping cream. Put this in there. I almost burnt that butter. You want to put these in some hot water, then put them in there. Trust me, they'll be crispy. You see how nice that looks? Go sit down and eat. Put you some hot sauce on there. I like Crystal. I'll eat a salad tomorrow. Anybody had time for that? Mind your business. Bye. Don't see what I'm talking about. You should have put it on here. I love you.
You see what I'm talking about? You should have did this. You should have
did that. It like all runs together. I can't tell where one stops and one.
I would much prefer that than somebody yelling at the camera. And I just, yeah, you can use it out the jar, but it ain't going to taste as good.
I like Crystal.
I put some hot sauce on it. I like Crystal. Which, you know, it's close to my heart because that's my favorite hot sauce. It's Crystal.
Yeah, sure. I thought about you immediately when she did that. Well, yeah, she just needs to wake up a little bit. It's a little sleepy.
Oh, no. I love it. I love it. I would much rather that than all the quick cuts and yelling, screaming, and then they got the sound like if the knife goes through an onion on the cutting board, it's like.
That's true.
You know,
it kind of will put you to sleep a little bit. I like it too.
There's this guy that I think is really funny, and I like his recipes. His name's Landon, I think. He's got red hair. He's a big guy. Always wears his hats off to the side like that, and he's always drunk or hungover when he's doing stuff. But he'll throw bacon onto a cookie sheet, like to throw it in the oven, and it's just like the sounds are just so magnified. I don't know what you call that. That's a trend on the social medias.
Sure. Type, yeah.
And I would much rather hear her being quiet and just saying, "Throw you some onions," and I almost burnt that butter, but that's it's all right. I'd much rather that than a lot of them.
Yeah,
I do love that Landon guy, whatever his name is, though. He's really good, but I don't like that part of his videos.
It's easy to make your own mashed potatoes.
Yes, I went up a little garlic in there. I'll eat a salad tomorrow. Mind your business.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Lindsay's sick.
Yeah.
And Rob has his microphone in his pants, it sounds like.
What is that?
It disconnected. Rob, I'm working on it.
The rest of us are on all the time, and we don't. You know, we're not slamming things into the microphone. It doesn't sound like that we're, you know, putting the microphone in our crotch and rubbing it up and down. And yeah. Doesn't sound like we're doing any carpentry in the room. You turn yours on and it's like, what are those noises? What is going on?
A lot of times it's typing.
Yeah.
So,
wow, are you typing a novel over there?
No, he types with a hammer. It's not hunt and peck. It's hunt and pound. So, Lindsay, is this an allergy thing or you got a sinus infection? What is going on?
I think it's just a little cold.
Yeah,
day two. So, you know how lengthy they can be. So we're going to just say a prayer this. I get over this. But the kids didn't give it to me this time, shockingly enough.
Oh, yeah. Wonder where you got it then off being nasty with germs.
Who knows? You know, I have, while we were on vacation, you know, I worked the lunchroom for my daughter's school. So I probably got it from one of them nasty kids.
Yeah, you know? Probably so.
Yeah.
But I know that this is the time that Riggins is most thankful that we are in our own studios from each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Times like this.
Yeah. You know, we all come to work sick, and Riggins is like, oh,
get away from me. Well, it's still annoying because she's sniffling in right into the microphone. I just, a minute ago, I had enough. I said, Lindsay, you need a tissue?
Mm. Well, it's funny. Like, I didn't realize how much it bothered you till you said that. I'm like, okay, I don't, if I need a tissue, fine. I'm just like congested, you know?
Yeah, I got you.
Mm. And does it bother you?
No, but after 100 times, it kind of bothers me.
Oh, okay.
You know, little Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, like, okay.
Yeah, he never sniffs.
Yeah, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I forgot Riggins never gets sick. Actually, I don't think I've ever seen Riggins sick, which is also crazy.
No, I get sick. I get sick like once a year, but I like that you prepare us for what's to come. You're like, and it's only day two, and you know how these things go. So yeah. Are we setting up for a 5-day cold here?
Yeah, surely. At least. 5 to 10.
If we're lucky.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Don't forget, follow the TJ and Riggins Show on social media. Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, YouTube. Follow us everywhere. We've got new content being posted every single day.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm being very clumsy today. Sorry about that.
It happens.
I mean, you know, hitting buttons that I don't know. It's weird.
What are you doing? Well, TJ, some of your favorite people in the world were in the news over the weekend. Unfortunately, not for a great reason. Mama June announced that Honey Boo Boo was in a car accident. She was T-boned by somebody pulling out of her own driveway in Denver, Colorado. So Mama June got on social media, said, we're flying out to, they call her Alana. Her name is not Honey Boo Boo.
Mm-hmm.
On her birth certificate, Alana is her name. So she announced that she was going to go see your daughter, make sure she was all right. That's not good, but it's been a while since we heard about Honey Boo Boo.
I can't believe she's 16 or older. I don't know how old she is.
She's like 20 now.
Yeah. Oh,
stop it. Now, does Alana want Mama June coming out there? I mean, who's estranged and who isn't? I never know. And one of the kids died, right? She had cancer or something. I never watched the show enough to know who Punkin is and who, I mean, I know who Alana is, and obviously Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah. One of the sisters died. I know, I believe it was from cancer. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if that was Pumpkin or not, or Punkin.
Punkin. Yeah.
Punkin. Yeah. They've had their fair share of troubles in that family. But it sounds like Honey Boo Boo was just trying to, you know, make a little, do some errands and got T-boned by somebody that wasn't paying attention. So this is terrible.
I never pictured them being a Colorado family.
Is that right?
I don't know why. Pictured them hitting the slopes, you know?
Yeah, I got you. I get where you're going with that. And I think I agree with you.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny is the top trending topic today. Bad Bunny was just announced as the Super Bowl halftime performer for Super Bowl 60 that takes place next year in San Francisco. Now, every report I've seen says he's one of the biggest artists in the world. He has widespread appeal and he knows how to put on a good show. So a lot of people are discussing Bad Bunny as the Super Bowl halftime performer.
Yeah. It doesn't matter to me. They could put me as the Super Bowl halftime performer and I wouldn't watch it.
Is there anybody that they could put on that would attract your attention?
I'm sure there would be, and it'd take me a second to think. I can't, not off the top of my head in the time we have left in this segment. I'll think about it in the break.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to hear who would really capture your attention, make you want to sit around for a Super Bowl halftime show. But there is another story that's in the news, and that's got nothing to do with what I'm going to tell you about coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at tjriggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins.
If you need a unique gift for a loved one, I have just the thing for you. Distilled Union crafts sleek, problem-solving essentials like wallets, organizers, and they have a philosophy that's less is more. They make products to simplify everyday routines with style. So go to tjritchie.com/deals. Use code GANG for 20% off.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go!
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Okay, Riggins, quickly, I don't want to take over the segment here, but the answer to your question from the last segment, a musical act that I would watch as Super Bowl halftime show would be Shinedown.
Oh, great one.
The band Shinedown. I think their singer, Brent Smith, is the best singer in all of music right now.
He's good.
I know you've said you really enjoy that guy's voice and their music. That's a good one. And they're pretty hard rock, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But they have other songs that the ladies like that are ballady kind of things. They're really, really good. Just all the way around. They're a great band. What a tight band, man. What a tight band.
Tight band playing their own songs. Love to see it.
So yeah, that's a great suggestion, TJ. Well, over the weekend, I had one of those experiences out in public where you're going to ask yourself, what does Riggins do in this scenario? And I want you to take a guess what I would do and how I reacted, because I was in the grocery store and I was walking down the aisle with the pastas and the sauces. And there's a man who appears to be about 80 years old, clearly clinging to his grocery cart as he kind of walks slowly down the aisle. And I'm behind him, maybe by 6 to 8 feet. And he reaches up to the shelf to grab a jar of pasta sauce. And he turns around as I'm approaching from behind and he trips on his own shoe. And that pasta sauce goes flying across the aisle, smashes, and then there's sauce everywhere. And this guy, I thought he was going to cry. But what do you think I did when that happened?
I think you stopped, turned around, and went the other way.
Yeah, I was going to say ran, possibly. Ran away.
I did stop and turn and go the other way, but...
You got somebody and said he needs help down there.
I did. And I also asked him if he was okay, because he was clearly startled. And I kind of felt a little bit guilty because he was startled because of me. But I was just walking down the aisle. He was trying to look at me for some reason and tripped over his own shoe.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, it was bad. But you know what was even sadder? There were some guys stocking the shelves. And immediately when the old man dropped his pasta sauce, they disappeared.
That is so terrible.
Yeah, I don't know if they were going to go try to find a manager of their own or they just didn't want to be around to do the cleanup. But man, did they scatter quickly.
These are the times where I'm glad I carry like Pampers wipes in my bag, because I would just start
scooping it all. I know there was glass everywhere. It was a big mess. But yeah, I felt terrible. But yeah, everybody disappeared. Including me.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Hey, ladies, when you have dry, flaky skin, you need Love Indus Precious Potion for your face. I use it morning and night, and it has substantially changed the way my skin feels. It's plump, it's moisturized, it's awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.